And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gemini Ransom Effect, episode 23. Glad you're back with us. I am Jim DeBose, the sports doctor.
Spanish there.
Yeah, how you like that, man?
Eh.
You know.
Rosetta,
Rosetta Stone? Perfect. That was perfect pronunciation.
Rose.
It was all there. She ate a stone, apparently. But anyway. Wow. Glad to be back with you this week. With me, as always, is the man that's been doing his best Chuck Norris impression, as he has been missing in action lately, with the automotive blues.
With the automotive blues.
Chief Operations Officer with Gez Gears North America, gezgear.com.
Go get your Gez.
There you go. And, of course, there's the man that already has a detailed plan of how he will spend his lottery winnings, Devin.
Right, so my $4.
There you go.
It took him 3 days to write it out.
I didn't say how much, but that's about right.
Exactly what I was going to say, $4.
Down to the penny, he knew where
he's got the man here with him today that helped him.
I'm going to invest it.
Devin Ransom, he's the owner of Ransom & Associates, nationwide agency in Winder and in Lawrenceville. We are GRE with Triple D with David, Devin, and DeBose. Welcome to the show. Today on National Facebook News, we're going to get into Facebook nabbing criminals.
That's right, man.
Assisting law enforcement. We'll talk about 9-year-olds turning in their parents to the police, and you know what they say about that.
They deserved it.
Snitches get stitches.
I'm calling defects on you, mama.
It's a good story.
There was a gunman that tried to execute a Philly police officer, but don't worry, folks. He isn't a terrorist. And that's the bottom line, because the Philly mayor said so.
That's right.
We'll get into that. We'll also talk about the next GOP debate that is set, who will be on the main stage there. And last but not least, the top 10 fact checks of the President's State of the Union address. And I'm going to try my best to play devil's advocate on that one.
Really?
Yeah. You ready for that?
Yeah, this would be fun.
Be prepared. We'll try.
I'll be good.
I just wanted to just spring that on y'all real quick. And during Devin's local but mostly national news, we'll talk about one of the two missing Afghan soldiers that disappeared. One of them has been found. Also, the top 7 new cars under $20,000 that you should buy.
This is all local, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, the one of the Afghans disappeared off the Moody Air Force Base.
Okay.
That's true in Georgia.
The 7 cars that you should buy under $20,000 are only sold in Georgia? Or Bear County?
They're sold here in Georgia.
I rest my case. We talked last week about the top 10 used cars you should not buy. Mm-hmm. And he might get into some other headlines. We'll see. See how much time we got. Potentially.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how much time.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got an App King, do the App King second force as well. So, and in sports, we're going to talk about the national championship game a little bit between Alabama and Clemson Monday night. NFL playoff games. Braves spring training is right around the corner, guys. It's close. And we're also going to talk about why the hell doesn't the Big 12 have a championship game yet? I don't know. We're going to get into that a little bit. So stay tuned for a show filled with Devin's cute little quips, David's adorable arrogance, and Jim's sweet sarcasm. And also, guest host with us today is Mr. Patrick Daly. He is with Edward Jones Investments. He's going to be a guest host with us and chiming in and have a little segment with him as well. And I think he's blushing already.
He is.
I don't know if he
has no idea what he's gotten himself into.
Yeah.
There is a moment of observation.
There you go. That's it. At the end of the show, Professor D will also label which one of us will be the DB of the week. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw Patrick in the mix. I mean, you're a guest host, man. That's a tradition.
Oh, yeah. You're eligible.
You're eligible. Yeah. So you're in.
So does that make me a defensive back?
That's right.
Listen, we're
defensive back of the day.
That's correct.
That's right.
He's definitely going to win.
That's right.
Depends on how your defense is.
So Mark David, one down for yourself.
So, David, disclaim us so we can get the show on the road.
So none of the views and opinions expressed on 107 on Gemini Ransom Effect are those views and opinion of 107.1 FM, and nor do they represent any views and opinions.
Again,
of our wives.
Did not write that down at all.
Okay, here's my commitment. Here's my commitment. My commitment is the next time we are doing the show, I will have it wrote out. That's my commitment.
Just because you write it out and leave it at home doesn't count.
Okay, I'm going to bring it with me.
You got to bring it. Okay.
And I'm going to put it in front of me.
But can you see to read it?
And I'm going to read it out of my left eye.
You may have to close one eye.
No, don't worry. It closes on its own.
It looks nasty.
We need to get him a monocle.
I just need a
or a patch.
I need a patch.
Is that in local news? Was there a fight club or something?
It was a local fight club. And I lost. Bad.
Got the hell beat out of him by conjunctivitis.
I tell you.
Brandy won.
Yeah.
She's 4'11". I told y'all she's mean as hell. She likes to hit and stuff. I don't understand what's wrong with her.
It's terrible.
So it's about that time,
I reckon,
to do some local news. So we'll go in and you can tell us your wonderful story of the day. Okay, you ready for this?
It's a phenomenal story.
Are you ready for this?
Probably not.
Are you ready?
No.
Local news with Devin.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
It just gets worse and worse every single show.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
Let me tell you something. There's not a better.
Terrible. We sit here and go through with the jazz hands, and nobody can see it.
Nobody can see it.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Patrick got the experience, the jazz hands.
Yeah, he did. He did. If you want to experience the jazz hands, you got to call in, and we'll set you up to be a
guest host, yeah.
Maybe.
Depends.
It's the only way you're going to see it.
Potentially. So we got, before we speak with Patrick, I got two quick stories that we're going to kind of go over. Last week we talked about the 7 used cars that you do not want to buy with your tax refund. This week we're going to talk about 7 new cars that are a good value, that's under $20,000, that you may want to consider. You know, I'm of the opinion that, you know, for those people that have $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 that they get on the tax refund, they want to go buy a car, instead of going in and getting yourself into the same boat that you were last year when you spent that $4,000 on a car that broke down on you after 6 months and the repairs on it cost more than the car is actually worth. Take that same $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 and put it on a decent down payment on a decent car. And not all cars cost more than $20,000. You can get some decently well-appointed vehicles that start under $20,000. So there was actually a list of 20, but I'm just going to go through the top 7 because I think the top 7 gives us a really good benchmark of kind of what vehicles are there. So without further ado, number 7 is Nissan Sentra SV.
That was on the good list?
That was on the good list. It's number 7.
Okay.
It's at 18,000. It starts at $18,000. It gives you 30 to 34 miles per gallon at 130 horsepower, 1.8 liter engine. It's got push button start, satellite radio, Bluetooth audio, and the Nissan Connect apps.
What's the SV stand for?
I have no idea. Special vehicle?
Super vehicle?
Super vehicle.
Slow vehicle.
The one glaring issue on this, it does have a rear view camera and touchscreen audio. However, is the engine noise. It's got a very loud cabin. You know, unfortunately, sometimes when you go in the and I think this is a common thread between all the vehicles, is that when you go into the lower priced car market, the insulation in the vehicles as far as keeping the road noise down is kind of at a minimum. So you do get tire noise, you do get engine noise. However, these are pretty decent quality cars, and you actually have your extended warranties on these vehicles. So if you do have any maintenance issues, you can always.
And they're mostly made out of plastic.
Yeah, they're all plastic cars, so the dents will just pop right out.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
Plastic is the key there.
So number 6 on this list, excuse me, is the Nissan Versa. Nissan Versa Note. Now this actually has the lowest price point on this list, which starts at $12,800.
Wow.
And goes up to $18,770. Now, the entry level is not going to exactly be extremely well appointed. It is one of the lowest priced sedans that's sold here in North America. It, however, it does lack power accessories, an automatic transmission, but it does include AC and Bluetooth connectivity. So the top of the line features the same things as the Nissan Sentra mentioned in the number 7 vehicles. Number 5 on the list. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I thought you were
going. I'm excited for this.
All right. So number 5 is the Scion XB, that ugly, 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 boxy.
It looks like a toaster.
Vehicle. It looks terrible. However, it
beauty,
starts.
Beauty, skin deep now, Devin.
Yeah, man. It's $18,000 to $19,000. The Scion is a Toyota hipster brand that gets a measly 24 miles per gallon. However, the vehicle is fully customizable, including a myriad of interior and exterior extras and upgrades to the infotainment system that you can get done. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
It's a beatbox on wheels.
So if you want one of the ugliest vehicles on the road, but it is made by Toyota, and you can completely customize this car for under $19,000, you can get yourself a Toyota Scion.
So I want to get one with like the old 70s vans with the little circle window in the back and put the two cutout windows in the back with maybe a little window AC unit. That'd be awesome.
You know, they had that. It was, what was it? The it was made by Nissan, right? What was that? The Nissan Cube? Oh, that was like the ugliest. I think that was uglier than the Scion.
The Chevy van, though. I know you're talking about. One's got a round moon shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got a round one and then a moon shape.
Right.
Skylight.
I think that's what you should trick out your XB.
I still want the 18 van.
I think that phenomenal. Cube was a defect. I don't even think the window in the back was centered. I think it was a defect that shipped
they
over
just
to
sold
America.
It that way.
Oh, if you watch Cheech and Chong, it was a magnet. They just took it out and threw it up there whenever they wanted to.
Back in the day when I worked at Enterprise, we had I managed a store that that was connected to a body shop, and there was this Nissan Cube that was in the body shop, and it got hit on the left rear quarter panel, like right there at the bumper, and it bent the frame, and they totaled the car out.
There you go.
So, yeah. Anyway, you may want to stay away from those two ugly cars. Number 4 is actually kind of impressive. It's the Subaru Impreza. Now, Subaru makes some really good quality vehicles. And I'm actually surprised it's not number 1 because the Subaru Impreza, it's a 2.0 liter engine.
Does it come with a lifetime membership to ASPCA?
It may. They will actually donate money to the charity of your choice of whatever list of charities that they
make
have.
You sign a document stating within the first 12 months of ownership that you are a member of PETA.
Right. One of those commercials that come on that just make you just feel ashamed of your life.
you get the free animals track to the ASPCA.
They do have a Subaru dealership coming to Athens. They're building
really?
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well done.
Well, this particular the Impreza starts at $18,690 and goes to $19,000, and the car actually features an all-wheel drive. 5-speed manual transmission.
That's cool.
And if you go with the manual, it's about the difference between the 18,000 and 19,000 is the transmission. So if you go to the automatic, it's 19. If you stay with the manual, you're looking at about 18,000. And it has the Bluetooth audio, touchscreen, all this other kind of cool stuff. 148 horsepower and 31 miles per gallon. Out of all these cars on the list, honestly, I would go for the Subaru Impreza.
Of course you would.
In the owner's manual, the very first page says, must hug a tree once a day.
Absolutely. Must hug a tree once a day, exactly.
There's a little sticker over the radio that says, have you hugged your tree today?
It's like your daily affirmation. So, I bet the Jeep Cherokee's on there somewhere.
No.
Just missed out.
This is under 20,000.
It is under 20. The Renegades are.
That's not a Jeep Cherokee. That's a Fiat. That's terrible.
It's not.
It is. Dude, it's the Fiat SUV that's made in Italy. Dude, it is made in Italy. Look at the door. It's made in Italy and imported here in the United States. A Jeep.
All right, top three.
I'm just saying.
Top three.
And there's number a pill three, number for that, three. Too.
Oh, gosh. Number 3 is the Volkswagen Golf S. Wow. Starts at $19,815. The S is the one that they highly recommend because the S includes aluminum wheels,
aluminum
touchscreen infotainment system, Bluetooth, and faux leather interior.
Faux.
Yes. You can get additional options.
Sounds fancy.
You can get additional options on this where you can add turbo
like
diesel engine.
My couch at the house. That's faux.
You're right. That's right. Your pearls that you bought your wife.
That's right.
Genuine faux pearls.
Genuine faux
sounds
pearls.
Fake to me.
That's right. But you can actually you can upgrade to the turbo diesel engine and automatic transmission and a four-door body on this vehicle for just a little north of $20,000. But you go with that turbo diesel engine, which, you know, it's been all in the news just about how bad it is for the environment, but the reality is it gets like 50 miles to the gallon and will take
you
like
500,000
miles. I don't
think you can put miles to the gallon out there right now. I think they're going back through that.
Yeah. Nobody cares anymore. Yeah. It's under $2 a gallon.
Yeah, who cares?
Not with Volkswagen, at least. They're going to have to put some new software in there.
That's right. It's a miscalculation.
I'm going to go buy myself the H2 where I get 8 miles to the gallon now.
It's just a Chevy Colorado.
That's right. That was the H3.
Whatever.
H2 was the Silverado. Anyway, so number two is another Volkswagen. It's the Volkswagen Jetta S. It also, the under $20,000 version, gives you a 2.0 liter, 115 horsepower engine.
Fast as hell.
That's paired with a 5-speed manual transmission or a six-speed automatic transmission, which will go from 0 to 60 in an impressive 11 seconds.
Wow.
The speed at which you go from 0 to 60 gives you the time to appreciate the well-appointed interior on this particular vehicle.
How about on the defensive end? How's that braking power?
If you get on them too hard, it will flip over forward.
That's right. That version's under 20,000, but if you go with the turbo or the 2.0 liter.
You got to go turbo, man.
If you're going
to
do it, man.
If you're going
to
do it,
go
all out.
To the turbo diesel, you're going to go north of 20,000. And number one on the list is the Ford Focus.
Oh.
Need we say more? No, that takes it.
I'm just saying, nowhere else can you turn your radio station.
Wait, what did you say? I wasn't
but
focused. I wasn't focused.
On 107.1 FM to find the funniest top seven cars that you should have.
I'll tell you, I'm going to put it out there. It's kind of a disappointing.
These are under $20,000, guys. Under $20,000, right? On a brand new vehicle, which, I mean, going back into the mid '90s, '80s, I mean, you could get a decent luxury appointed car for under $20,000. Not anymore. I mean.
Now you're spending $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000. You can find a lot of cars under $20,000 if you look for something that's a year, 2 years old.
Oh yeah. But brand new, those are kind of the best ones that are out there.
Yeah, but some of those, man, just the resale value on those are terrible.
Yeah.
Or even the drive off. I mean, $19,000, you drive off the lot, it's worth $17,000.
It's worth $10,000 now.
Yeah.
That's right.
You just Just lost your money.
So real quick, I'm gonna go into this. You know, we talk about these refugees that come here in the U.S. and we can track them. You know, we know where they are. Well, we had two Afghan soldiers that were on Moody Air Force Base. This happened about 6 weeks ago, to where we knew where they were. They've been here for a year, and they all of a sudden just walk off the base. We don't know where they are.
Yeah,
where'd they go? I don't know.
They took their Scion and left.
They rented a car and drove away. They have no clue where they went. Now, they've recently located one of the two men in Virginia. And he currently has an attorney, and he's trying to get political asylum to stay here in the U.S.
He didn't get very far in 6 weeks. I mean, I'm just saying. Probably could have got a lot farther than that.
Yeah, all the way to Virginia.
They need to...
That's right.
They don't need to give him any kind of asylum.
He had the 2.0 liters, 0 to 60 in 11 seconds.
Volkswagen.
But... I mean, the big point on this is we can't track these guys, and they were on an Air Force base. We knew who they were in quotation marks, but then they go, we don't think that they're dangerous.
We don't think
that they are, but we just can't locate them. So just you can mull over that.
It's just women and children.
That's right. Mm. Just women and kids. They're not going to be any danger to us. But when we come back, we're going to speak with Patrick Daly, with Edward Jones, and we're going to go into some of the good investment ideas that you should look at with your tax returns rather than purchasing a new car. So you have been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll be right back.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.